Online Podcast 107.
Yes. Hi everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. Today, what a weird time to be doing a podcast, because I'm about to go to work and I will not have any more time. I just know my schedule. I just won't have any more time to do a sit down podcast with all of you. I'm going out the door right now. You'll hear the alarm being armed. Bye, little boy. Bye, buddy. You be good, huh? Don't bully your sister. So I want to talk to you about just a tiny bit. Don't get turned off by it. I want to share with you my thoughts and my experience on the issue of religion, because it is a season with a couple of religious celebration. Hanukkah and Christmas. I don't know anything much about Hanukkah, but I would like to talk to you about Christmas. And I promise this will be somewhat of a serious discussion, or not really a discussion since it's a one-way, a serious sharing about what Christmas is for me, what the holiday means to me, what religion means to me. So we'll talk about that, but let me get set up first, because I'm cold and I'm multitasking, and bear with me just for a tiny bit. Woo, make sure it's recording. Yes, it is. So we'll do a little sharing while I drive to work. And also take this opportunity to wish all of you... I will go with that later. So this morning when I woke up, I was thinking about the whole... the whole discussion and the whole talk about happy holidays and all that. I've been thinking about that for a while now. Of course, there are several very there are certain groups which name I do not want to mention, make this into an issue, which really isn't really much an issue. The whole discussion about whether or not it should be called a holiday tree or a Christmas tree and all that. So I just want to chime in a little bit and also talk to you about why certain people, I think, acted a certain way during the holiday season also. I hope I can get covered all that much. It's easier when I do it in the studio. Right now I'm in the car and so I have to drive and it's a little distracting to me. First is, what is religion to me? Religion to me is a guide. It's almost like when you go to a vacation or a tour somewhere and you purchase a guide, and it guides you, tells you, kind of guides you, leads you to the places whom that author thinks is the best places that you need to go and how to go about doing things. I think of religion as that. And so religion is sometimes, it's very different for me compared to other people. I think of it as a guide. I think of it as a very good guide. My personal religion really doesn't matter what it is. But I will tell you what it is. I grew up a Catholic, and of course, some people would say, how can you be a Catholic and be gay at the same time? It's an oxymoron. Oh, was that me? Did you hear that squeak? Maybe it was the car next to me. So, I want to just want to share with you, I think of it as a guy. I just saw a sign that's very funny. Merry freaking Christmas, something like that. And they have that, they have a, you know, the Napoleon Dynamite guy. It's very funny. They have a picture of the Napoleon Dynamite guy that's blown up kind of big in the yard. And then it says, Merry something freaking Christmas. Oh, how appropriate. Now that we're talking about Christmas and being a Christian. So let's go back to being a what religion is to me. I really think that it's a guide. So just to recap. So, of course, once you have a separation of different groups, culture or, you know, people from different cultures or people from different ethnic groups and people from different religion, that is prone to, it is prone to happen that there will be a certain group who feel really strongly about their ownership of that group. And it is very, very scary because love and hate is love and hate are divided by a very thin line to me. It really makes you almost go insane. Not really insane, but it puts you into this trance almost that you kind of, and you sometimes forget to look at the bigger picture. And I think sometimes it's the same thing with culture, you know, different cultural groups and ethnic groups. It's just the balance of how to be a good, for me, a Chinese in my ethnic, my culture and my ethnic background, at the same time, the acceptance to other ethnic groups. I think the thing is respect, the thing is love. I think the key thing, my key thing for me is love. That is how I live my life most of the time, because I'm a human, you know. But most of the time, I just go by love. You know, if you don't know what else to do, just love. And I'm not talking about, and again, love is, like I said, very close to hate. And a lot of times when you're hating, you're using the reason, you're using love as the reason to hate. I know it's kind of, we call it in our dialect, gong ya sao means, preaching, speaking gospel or speaking Jesus, literally. So this show is going to be somewhat like that. It's not going to be about Christianity per se. It will be about what my point of view is about religion and what my point of view is about it's everything has come from me, obviously, since this is not a conversation. So the show is going to be about that, but it will end up with a lighter, silly note. It will be, trust me. And but I, instead of, you know, going on the lighter mood, I know I have a lot of response from the putting yourself in other people's shoes episode. I got a lot of emails saying that, oh my god, such heavy thing that you left for us, you know, such a heavy topic, heavy issue. But it is done, of course, for a reason, otherwise you wouldn't be thinking about it, so that's probably good. And you know, here comes the holiday, and I'm going to go back to the whole religion thing. So to me, it's just a guide. It's a guide to spirituality. There are things that are really important to me in religion, and there are things that are flawed. And you cannot just blindly believe whatever a group of people set those laws. And I'm not talking about Jesus, Mary, Joseph. I'm talking about the church leaders. So I'm talking about the Catholic Church. I grew up, of course, learning about being gay is entirely wrong. It's not even spoken to us. It's just that it's against the church's teaching. You know, you just was supposed to grow up and find a girl and get married, then have sex, then have children. That is kind of like the typical picture that they paint in my culture and as well as in my religious background. So of course, when I had my first crush on a man, I was very, very nervous. I was very scared. I was very I felt very wrong. I was afraid. And of course, I would pray for changes for years. I would pray, it's like, please make me be normal. Please let me be normal just like anyone else. No crushes on guys. My heart's 1 pound when I see a hot guy. You know, and then I try to appreciate women in the way that a straight man would, but just never the same. It's like, ooh, cool hair. I like your hair. So I think I was having this conversation with a coworker of mine, and he said that he was saying that Angelina Jolie was so hot. He's gay too. He said, "Oh, she's so hot. I'd do her." And then I said, "I'd do her hair." So excuse me. So that's my thought about being gay. Of course, it took me a while to realize, and when it was the time for me to accept myself, it was such a big spiritual, religious thing for me. It is really nothing for myself, really. It's nothing against God's will. And of course, I hate to put this word because there are a lot of listeners who are really don't want to use the word God, but I'm just merely sharing from my point of view, so I just want to make that clear. It feels like I'm being embraced when I'm accepting myself is also the time I think that you know, the higher power, God, gave me the opportunity to see and learn about myself. So it is a spiritual, it is a religious experience for me personally. And it is also about this time that I came out. I accepted myself. Oh, how many years ago now? 8 years ago? Approximately 8 years ago. I think it is 8 years ago. So, of course, I have also learned a lot about myself and about others. The one thing that I learned from my coming out is not to be judgmental. Try to put yourself in other people's shoes is really what it is. Learn to be compassionate. I think you don't need, I'm saying this probably against the church's teaching, but I don't care. I'm sharing as a human being. And of course, there's a whole lot of things that I'm doing is against the church's teaching, but there are also certain good things. That's why I think it's a guide, and it's it's not a clear-cut, definite thing. Of course, the church wants to think so because they don't want to admit to do anything wrong. Of course, look back on the history. I learned from a musician friend of mine that Oh Holy Night was banned in the Catholic Church. And now it's become the song to sing for Christmas because it was at that time thought to be too secular. So the church will change, I think, and I'm hopeful. And as a gay man, I know I'm kind of hopping back and forth, but that's just me. The church will hop. No, the church won't hop. The church hopefully will change. Right now, it looks like it is heading the direction that the country is heading, the United States of America, because it is in vogue to be religious. Now, I am religious, but just don't slap religion in the government. you have to, I mean, you can celebrate the holiday, you can have Christmas tree, there's nothing wrong with it. You can do all that religious celebration yourself, but not as the government. The government should be free from religion. That's what this country is built and based upon, separation of church and state. So I do celebrate Christmas. It is a spiritual moment and a religious and religious moment for me, because I get to think about where my religion come from, the origin of my tour guide book, the religion that taught me to be who I am today, including my coming out. Can you imagine that? Including my coming out, even though it comes full circle before I realize, oh gosh, what I've been asking for, what I've been searching for has always been wrong. I always ask, I always pray for me to change instead of pray for me to be open up and be acceptance to myself, for my accepting myself. I don't know how to use to myself, I guess. And it took a big turn, but you know, I finally, through my own religion, through Christianity, through Catholicism, that I learned to accept myself. Because when I look at the big picture, what did I learn? If I just say one thing about my religion that I learned, is love. And just then, that's that. Not evangelizing, not help other people find salvation, but it's all about me learning what the value of love is. Crap, I'm not gonna have time because I'm almost here at work. But it's something that I want to share with you, my point of view about religion, my point of view about Christmas, and also why I am still a part of the church, the Catholic Church. It's kind of like if you're in a family if you have family members who are not accepting, parents, for instance. My parents are so loving. That's partly why also make it easier for me, not just the coming out process to them, but the acceptance of myself. They are very loving. They know that the main thing is provide us with love. So they accepted us really unconditionally. There's nothing, no question asked, no questioning of what they did wrong. It's they just, this is my child, and I accept him as who he is, lovingly. And so it's something that, I'll catch my engine now, I'm going to have to finish this. Yeah, I was thinking about how do you compare the Catholic Church and the gay Catholics? It's like it's almost like a family who has, let's say, the parents or family members who are not accepting your homosexuality, not accepting you being gay. And do you run out of the family, or do you somewhat retain a relationship with the family and hoping that one day they will see that you are who you are and they have been wrong all this while? I know there's a lot of gay people out there who are hoping to still have this relationship with the family that's kind of weird, just like me and the Catholic Church. But do you choose? I know people talk about, why do you choose to be in this brutal environment when you can just go out and be yourself? I'm still being myself, but being in the Catholic Church really is to be the small group of gay people in the church. Hopefully, we will be the one sparking the education to the bigger family members of the Catholic Church who are against us. So I choose to do the latter, which is to stay in the church rather than leaving the church. I know there are people also who would leave their family and just to completely stay out of touch with their family because the family does not accept them for being gay. So it's the same thing for me. I choose to stay in this religion of mine because I want to be the one, part of the group to educate the church, to change for the better, and to learn, because it is something that is so completely, it's hard when you're outside of other people's shoes and trying to make decisions for them. I think the church needs to learn. That's a lot that I've learned from the church that I think it's a good thing. Now, if you're religious and if you're listening to this, I want you to look at the big picture. It is so easy to be blindly really burrowing yourself in the teaching of the church, of course, through human being. Human being, therefore, is prone to make mistakes. So the church is growing. The changes happen to the church. It's not like what we were doing 1,000, 2,000 years ago is exactly the same thing that we're doing today. It's not. Because the church needs to grow with the society, needs to grow with science, needs to grow with other things. So anyway, that is my thought. I hope that another time we'll have more time to talk about this again, religion and being gay and being religious at the same time, or spiritual. I think spirituality, I always tell people, I gain spirituality through my religion. Spirituality is bigger than being religious. I want to be spiritual first before I want to be religious, because there's so many religious people out there who are really going the wrong way. Many different religion. Muslims follow that path. Christians follow that path. A lot of all these other religions being too narrow-minded, because they just burrow their head and dive in blindly. And so I want, if you're religious, pull back and see if you're also spiritual, if you are loving, if you have humanity. And I want you to think about that this holiday season. And I say holiday season because it's not just Christmas that every one of you out there are celebrating. It is everything from Kwanzaa to, of course, Kwanzaa is not religious. Kwanzaa is more of a cultural celebration, which you will learn on the 26th. I will have a show on the 26th. I'll be conducting an interview with a listener of mine about Kwanzaa. But I meant Hanukkah, and which I'll need to learn more about. And also being Christian celebrating Christmas. I want you to think about the bigger picture celebrating Christmas. Your savior, the author of my guidebook, my God, the birth of Jesus, blah blah blah, all those kind of stuff. How is that important for you? And also step back and see, how has that turned you into a good human being, a compassionate, loving person? I think love is the key to solving everything. Peace, you have to have love. You cannot use hate to love. That is an oxymoron. Being gay and Catholic is not. If you use hate to prove the love of your religion, it is wrong. It's just wrong. So I want you to reflect on that and see whether you are spiritual, whether, you know, even if you're not spiritual, are you being kind? Are you loving? Are you spreading humanity through your daily actions? Are you doing that? So whatever religious holiday you're celebrating, whatever cultural celebration you are celebrating this season, I wish you a wonderful holiday, a very spiritual, a loving one, full with humanity. Think of the people dying in the war. War is not the answer. It's, if you want to spread love, you cannot use hate. I believe that. So think of all the people who need your help. Think of the people a year ago, about this time tsunami hit, many hundreds and thousands of people died. There are still people who are building the house, you know, trying to build, rebuild their family, rebuild their town, rebuild their city. I want you to think about the Katrina victims. That is something that people stop thinking once it comes to the holiday season. Oh, shopping, and think about religion and forget about humanity. You need to put that all in perspective at the same time. You cannot just think of, just dive into the good spirit of Christmas and forget all about the serious things, because it needs to be balanced out. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. And I'll be balancing this out with a funny song that all the other Malaysian podcasters are kind of collaborated and do that together. Somebody from Malaysia, Lim Peh is his name. Lim Peh is like kind of like a funny way of saying me, myself. I will be playing, I'll end the show with that song, White Christmas, done by all Malaysian bloggers and podcasters. And not all, but you know, a group of Malaysian podcasters and bloggers. And also, before I go, I want to play a message. I hope she doesn't mind. I got a really nice message, and since she was the one with the message, kind of sparked me to do this show. So I want to play a message from one of my listeners, and she will. I'll play the message, and then followed by the song from the Malaysian bloggers and podcasters. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday. Take care, everybody, and don't forget to smile. And I will see you after the holidays. And again, I'll have a show up next week, next Monday on the 26th, which is the first day of Kwanzaa, and we'll talk about that as well. Take care, everybody. Don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.
Hey, John. This is Yishan calling from Melbourne. Well, I hope you still remember me, considering your fans club is expanding enormously now. Though I don't really have active contribution in your podcasting, but your little, I mean, I'm not little anymore, your loyal supporter from Melbourne is still here. Time flies. I mean, I can't believe it has been a year already. You remember the first show I've ever listened to? Was the one dated on the 8th of December last year? That was recommended by my dad. And then you went back to Malaysia just the day before tsunami or something, and for your friend's wedding, I remember. And then you did a podcast at the Starbucks coffee at Changi Mall or Journey Plaza, I can't remember. And then, yeah, I went back to Malaysia for Chinese New Year, and I remember I played your show about, I think, Siap Gomer or something to my grandma. And she was like, whoa, wow, cool. And, like, I just can't believe it. It's been almost a year now, but I feel like it was just yesterday. Thanks for the effort, like, for making the podcasting and also Penang Hokkien. It is just brilliant, and it is so entertaining. And at least, I mean, I finally found a good way to brush up my lousy Hokkien. Well, I mean, I still don't really comfortable to speak Hokkien to anyone else except my grandma. But I think it's improving, at least now. I do understand, I mean, yeah, almost all of the conversation in the show. It's really good. It's funny. Wait, I think I am just so talkative. I mean, I don't think I've mentioned about the purpose of calling you, right? Oh, unbelievable. Well, you said you did mention in your show before that you are a Catholic, so I presume that Christmas is really a big celebration for you. And I was thinking of sending you a Christmas card, but then I realized, I don't have your mailing address. So I thought, maybe I'll just give you a call and, yeah, maybe send you an e-card instead. Well, just want to wish you Merry Christmas. And, yeah, thanks for all the podcasts. All the shows are just great. Yeah, I know, I mean, Although, I mean, you might think that I've gone disappeared or missing in action or something. That's why I don't think you ever heard of heard from me. But I'm still listening to it, even though if I don't have time, I'll still browse your site. And so at least I keep myself up to date. I know what's going on. But yeah, this didn't really involved in the whole thing, but it was really great, and thanks for the effort. I think I did mention before, I hate leaving the message on the phone answering machine because I just feel weird, like, you know, talking to yourself. But I can't believe I can talk so much now. I think I better make a move. So once again, Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. And keep good care of yourself, and good luck for everything. Bye.
I'm dreaming of the white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
May all your Christmases be white.